Miranda, UK's on the day. Five lines from the bottom. Ahu Hamre, it was a Hamre, the Ochel Namre, at 8th grade, who Pose was Dama. The swallow, the crack, the bread basket, the Chayvei Rav Yehuda Mishalem Mezik Sholem Malame, Rav Yehuda said, that the Mahayat Patel Mezik Sholem Malame on the bread, that changed. Basalo Chati Mezik, and the Tao, the destruction of the Tao, is terror. So the Gemara is Va'amai, given the Uchei L'meichon Namo, Uchei Namo L'chmusei Salo, since this is Uchei for a Hamer to eat bread. So when it eats bread, it's not particular, so it eats the bread together with the salt. So Memele, one should pay Nezik Shomerim on the salo. So the Gemara answers Einachanan. If it was eaten together, the Tachavi Chayav Nezik Sholem and the Tzal. No, the Maisa was the Ochal Vohodel Polis. It is speaking about first it ate the bread, and then it started eating the Tzal. So a Kolchok, this is not Shane. This is Kedah. Let's see what Rashi says. The Trashi Upol say Loasai, he chewed up. Vishnachin Upol say Sotkai, he split it, Mulay Shamati. Asala Chati Nezik, the Mishune, this is Mishune for a Hamaya to chew up Asal. Uchidoi, now Rashi has a second problem. Since it is Mishune, and Rav Yehuda was in Bobel, they're not going to Knossos in Bobel. So Rashi says, well, they're going to talk about music. They're speaking about that the music was painted. So Tvisa helps by Knossos. They ain't done anything in Knossos in Bobel, upal geriske Knossos. So the Gemara says, the Kashe, Ulchei, Lips, on the Musay Sala, she loyes a pass, loyes a salimai, he chews up the sal together with the pass. So the Gemara asks a kasha, or the Mino, unless you're a kasha, Aces. The Rabbi Yehuda assumed that on the pass, you pay Nezik Sholem, that's right. Well, Ramina, let me ask you a question. We learned from Araisa, Ochlo Pas, Uboso Metafshu, Mishalem Chatzin Nezik. Now, all these three cases, my love, the Gehenna, the Gemara understood that these are Macholim that are not Rogil for Behemothi, the Memele, you pay Chatzin Nezik and Pas. So why was Rav Yehuda Machayiv Nezik Sholem on the Pas? It's not Roy Lachinus Behem. My last is Behem, Loi Bechayiv. We're speaking about a Chayiv. This is a Behem may eat Pas. A Chayiv could not eat Pas. That the Gemara, if it's speaking about a chaye, bosa ucheu, but a chaye eat bosa, the hymens are vegetarian, so it's very good. But it says, ochlo bosa, it does not pay nezik shalem, because the hymens did not eat meat. But, Ame medes lechoperes, the yelokis, it says in Ramish. But if it's speaking about Achaya, Achaya is Basar. So the Gemara answers the Matzah. It's speaking about roasted meat. A Achaya will not eat roasted meat. Achaya likes raw meat. Roasted meat is not ideal for Achaya, so therefore it's called Mishur. The boy is Aimer, the Tavia, second Tavia, okay, speaking about a tree. A tree is a Chaya, but a tree it seems is a vegetarian. The Mamela, so it's very good. A tree does not eat Paz, does not eat a Tavshil, does not eat Bosa. The boy is Aimer, La'olam ben Aimer. If you want, I'll tell you what they say. The fact is speaking about a thing. Ubeksoilo. Now, before we see Rashi, let us see the last line in the Rabbeinu Chananel. The last 5-6 words of the line. Perish Psuso, not Psoilo, Psuso. Pas Psito Betoich Amarat. So speaking about these are pieces of pas that's in a soup, and it seems that means a slice of bread of the Hamer will eat. But pas Psuso Betoich Amarat, this Behemah does not eat. So, we're speaking about a certain type of pas. Pas psuso, nakedah. Psoila magoyos psuso. Now, Rashi says, the behemo be psoila shal ashulchan ochmoy she'ein darche bekach. So Rashi says, the reason you pay chatzinezes is because it was eaten Now, the Rishonim ask Akasha, first of all, the whole concept, it means we're saying really it's a machol for a chamer to eat, but a chamer does not eat me'al ha'shulcha. So, but if since that's a machel, is a machel behemoth, why shouldn't you pay nezek shel? It's kasha the Rashba. And then, we're gonna have about the next Gemara, another Shelfibi Gemara, Ahu Barche, there was an ace, a goat, the Chosa lifted, a Puma didane, so lifted to the left as on the mouth of a barrel. Solich, he climbed up. Solich, he took it down. Hochlo, the lifter. And through this process of climbing up and down the barrel, so he ate up the lettuce. He took it from the top of the barrel. The tovgei ledane. And he broke the barrel. So Rove said he's chayv to pay Sai and the lefes. This is shame. Vadana nezik shomeg. My time is given the uchei lemecha lifte, since it eats lefes, uchei namei lis uchei. So the steger is to climb up on a barrel, lemislik and to bring it up. Al Kaponim, we see a behemoth is not daunted if the food is in a inconvenient place. So if it doesn't come so easy, you have to be mishtatel. So it will climb up a barrel, bring it down. So if they ask a second kasha, so what is the problem shala shulchan ochloi. It ate it ala shulchan. Look, the bread was on the shulchan, he ate it ala shulchan. So what's why it's called a shinoi? So we have a double problem. We have a problem that, number one, what is the shinoi? Because it is a normal macho for the bayin. And number two, why is it a shinoi? It's on the table, so you have to put it on the table. So the Malay Mesada wants to say that the derech of a behemoth is not 100% true. It is not daunted by the difficulties that will encounter to get food. If there's food that has to be gotten, they'll do it. They'll climb. That's no problem. But the derech of a behemoth is that a behemoth, when it's eating food, he wants that the food should be together with him. That means a behemoth will not eat off a table. It'll go on the table. Or it'll take the food off the table and put it on the ground. Here it seems that this was a mishuna dika oifen, how to eat the food. It was eating from the table. That means it was on the ground, it was eating from the table. That's Mishunadik. So that's different than Balchit. That's how the Malay Misoda says, the Beis Lachem Yehuda say, that this is the Shinui over here. I have a Ha'orah. Fine. We will accept Rashi that, called the Shinoi, that's my other one, Ishtel too. We hear before Gemara that the behemoth is Matal Glolim al Ha'isa, that's called Mishon. Matal Glolim is a shame, but Tzairis, but al Ha'isa, a behemoth normally, when it's Matal Glolim, it doesn't do it al Ha'isa, it's a void. So the Ma'is is Mishon, when they say a terror. Baal Kofonim, there are certain characteristics that a behemoth, when it does certain pulas, how it's done. A behemoth is matal glolim, not on the east. If it does it on the east, it should be mishunah. So here's the same thing. A behemoth is not daunted by that the bread is on the table, but you should eat it the way a behemoth eats. Either take it off the table or jump on the table. But don't eat from the table. Fine. Okay. That's why it's called Mishnah. But I hear a psaha orah. The Baraisi says, Ochlo pas ubosa v'tavshul, mishalom chatzines, yipay chatzines. So the Gmayas takashe pas zulche. And Yehuda was machayim nezik sholem on lechem. The mother says, yeah, but he ate on the table. So the shinui is not pas, the shinui is table. So why do you say ochla pas? Ubasa lochayle means not on the table. Ubasa lochalala machel, that a behem eats. And pas is also machel that a behem eats. So, no, the problem is, the pas was on the table. So, vikichos min ha-sefer. Ochlo pas, no, a behem is logo to eat pas. No, it was on the table, so say, on the table. Lulu the Mistafine could, I think, that the Gemara is answering that pas is gematria pseiro. That's what the Gemara means. When he said pas, he didn't mean lechem. He meant that the pas is like the beginning of pseiro. Ochla pas means ochla pipsaida, that's what it means. So then it's good, so then, or else it's mirdik modne. Let us go a little further. Rashi ahu barcho eis. We're speaking about a goat.
Sagt die Gemara weiter. Amar Ilse. Behema Bershus Arab. A Behema was walking Bershus Arab. Uposhta Tzabor, and it stretched out its neck. Va'ochlo mi'algabi chavot. That means there was a row of behemoths, one behind the other. So we had Reuben's behema was behind Shimon's behema, and Shimon's behema was had a basket of peaches on its back, and Reuben's behema is behind. So hungry, and they look good, and everything. So started eating. Malgabi chavuto. Chayeves. So yechay. My time. So the chayre chayeves in the Hiddish. This is Shein Bushus Arab. And Shein Bushus Arab is potter. So how can Ilfa say yechay? My time. So the Gemara says, Gabi chavuto kechotar anizigdom. So the Gemara is saying as follows, that the back of the Chavata is chaylik rishus bifnei atma. It's not considered rishus haram. It's considered a chotzer anizik. That means if there's payers on the floor, that's called shein rishus haram. But if you have payers which are on a behemoth, so the behemoth can to the behemoth belong to the nizik. So this is behemoth bechotzer anizik. It's chaylik rishus bifnei atma. It's not called an eight from the rishus haram. There's a chotzer anizik walking in the rishus haram, and it helped itself from the chotzer anizik. So this is shein bechotzer anizik. This was the chiddush of Ilfe. Rabbi Chava to kechotzer anizik tomi. Zuk the Gemara, Lema Messiah, oh, I have a Rai. This is a long the Shetaina that Ilfa had said that Agav Chavotes Chaylik Rishus Bifnei Atma, and it's not called Rishus Harab. So I have a Rai from a Rai. Hoysa Kuposoi Mufshelas Lachayra. A person was walking with a kupa. The kupa was hanging from his back. Uposhta tzaboro. And again, he had this behema in back of him, and it stuck out its neck. Va'ochlo mimenu chayeves. So you chayev. So the lech of the zavos are ayat shein b'shus harav. But you see, the kupa is choylik rishus b'fnei atma. It's considered a different rishus. It is not considered Rishus Harab. So therefore, your Yechayim al Shein b'chotzer anizik. So we have a raya from this baraita to Ilfa. So the Gemara says, Kidoma Rove b'kayfe. Rove said pshat, a member of Rabbi Yishaya b'kayfetzet, hochinami b'kayfetzet. You have no raya from this baraisa. This baraisa that says that a behema is chaya if it's eight from a kupa that's mufshalas lachayro is speaking about not that it was eating from the kupa while it was walking. No, it jumped on top of the noisei hakupa, and it was eating from the kupa in this oven. And therefore, so Rashi learns pshat, so this is not the mazik of shame. That means your whole lomdus that a gav chavota is choylik rishus b'fnei atzmoi, and it is not considered rishus haram, it's considered chotzer anizik. I wish to disagree with you. It could very well be that what the ochlo mitoich hakupa is chayev, speaking about that it jumped on the noisei hakupa, and that how it was eating. And that is mishune. That is not a normal oifen for a behemoth to eat. to jump and eat b'shas the kvitze, say yechayev al tzkel. Let's see what Rashi says. Bikoy petzes shekovso v'ochlo al tzavoro. The word al tzavoro I don't understand too well. She'ein darko bekach. It's not a normal procedure. A behemoth does not eat Voip and shall treat it. The told of the canonu. The chayeves chotzineze koma. So the melee. So that would yechayev b'shus harabim. Is because it's not shame, it's canon. It was eating it. Voip and amishun. So, lechayne, the rehitas loshna gemore is as follows. Ilfe wanted to say a statement that, that Gav Chavota is Cholik Rishus Bifnei Atzmai, does not have a shame Rishus Harab, has a shame of Chotzara. And the Gemara wanted a right way, oh, I have a Ryan of the Baraisa, the Hoysa Kuposa, Mubshalas Lachayim, a Ryan too. So the Gemara says, a Ryan you don't have. I could tell you different pshat in this Baraisa. So you don't have a Ryan. You want to say this pshat in the Baraisa. It's a democracy. You can take it from Shanta Baraisa. But Al Kaponim Araya we don't have. We could say this Baraisa is speaking about that it was Kepetzes. And that is why Yechayim and Kepetzes is, this is an Oifen HaMishune how to eat. And Yechayim Al Tzkeren, not Al Shein B'chotzeradim. Now the Gemara asks, where did you, that means you're taking the Mahalach of Rove, you're saying, could be that this Kuposa Mepshelas is similar to the case of Rove. Veheiche Itmer de Rove. Aho, Rove said, Zishtik Teirav Kepetzes on a Memra of Rabbi Shai. The Omar Rabbi Yeshai, Rabbi Yeshai said, Behemo b'shusarab, yeva behemo b'shusarab. Holcho v'ochlo p'ture. It's walking and eating. It's potter. That's called shein b'shusarab. It's walking and eating. B'lachta chavaderech, it's eating. It's walking and eating. That's shein b'shusarab. Omda v'ochlo, but what is if it stood v'ochlo chayev, then it chad. Rechti gemore, maishna holcha, I don't understand that the heime has to walk while it's eating. It can stop and eat also. Rechti gemore, maishna holcha du'u chayu. Why is it when it's walking, so you say it's potter, because that's the derech. A behemah walks and eats. Derech hilukhoi. Is omdo nami ucheyu. So if it stops to eat, it's also ucheyu. So why is it chayiv by omdo? Omar Rove, so Rove says, bikai fetus. Bikai fetus means that omdo means it stopped walking. And it jumped on where the food was, and it started eating it. That's the omda. Omda means that it stood still. It's omda because it was kaifet on something. And kaifet says, when the rehitas loshma gemore, it would seem that it's not ulchei. That's his differentiating. Holcho v'ochlo. So that's ulchei. So shein b'shus harabim. Onda means kaifetzes, and it would mean it's not ulche. But it's onda namiyuch. It's not ulche, it's mishune. So that is why that's pshat Rabbi Yeshaya. So Rabbi says this, so could be that's pshat the Baraisa also. Onda, oisa, kuposoi, mufshelas. Now, before we go further, I'd like to learn the Rosh. The Rosh has a different mahalach Nagamore, a Moiradike Mahalach, and we have a lot, we'll get a lot of ideas from this book. The Rosh is Perek Sheini. It is Ois Dalet, but it starts on that Kuf Chav Dalet or Medalet, in the middle of Ois Dalet. And let's just start and not go into the whole Pilkul of the Rosh, but just understand Pshitas HaRosh. Now we'll go around 10 lines from the top. Umihu ki ma'aynis bei shaper. If you look at the Rosh, Umihu ki ma'aynis bei shaper, divrei rav alfes al ikar. So he says as follows. The beheme shekaivetes lemokem gavoya ba'ichelas. The beheme will jump on an area that's gavoya, and that's why you have to jump. What do you do when if the food is in a higher place? So, you bring a ladder with you. That's what an animal does. An animal, this food in a higher place, so you jump. And like the Gemara said before, that means an ace. Perhaps normally is not a climber, but since it wants to eat, so it'll climb to get the food. So here it wants the food, so it's going to jump, not a fish on it. Hello. Ach de ufe. Buddha Rabbi Shai. Uber reise deise kuposim of shele. Tam echod lehem. There is one common reason for all these three cases. The chol heicha di yechela beheima lechel kidalka derech ilucha beloikvitz. If there are peiris that are situated in the Rishus HaRav, these peiris are in the reach of the beheima. The beheima does not have to do anything strenuous. It just, derech ilucha, while it's walking, it can easily consume from these pages. Ein loy la'odam rishus laniach sham peiros. So a person, realizing, that means if you want to put your peiros in the rishus HaRav, I got news for you. A Rishus HaRav is a thoroughfare that behemoths go. That's number one. That's where behemoths go. When you want to bring a behemoth from one place to another place, he goes to the Rishus HaRav, number one. Number two, a behemoth eats while it goes. It's not so polite that it won't eat in the Rishus HaRav. So therefore, taking these two factors in consideration, So why did you put your penis in the Rishus HaRav? What did you expect is going to happen? You think it's the Chamer of Rapintus Ben Yoer that was Nizam in Agezel? The penis walks through the Rishus HaRav. And you put your penis there, so you have to know you're doing it on your own risk. But don't ask someone if it was eaten out from someone's behema. You let's go, your behema ate out my penis. Don't put your penis there, so you won't have this problem. You have no right to keep your penis there and tell the Bala Behema, watch your behema. I'm sorry. It's the other way around. It's ulche from a behema to walk in a shoes and have him to eat. So, the din is al anizik la'achik as that. Ein le'i la'odam v'shus nirsha peroise, v'ahave v'shus harab, v'ktura, so this is the v'shus harab in its part. Avol heiche de'ein yecheilu lechel ela b'kvitzim. What if he put the peiris on a mokim that normally the behemoth that's walking in the Rishus HaRabim will not be able to eat the pears. The behemoth has to exert itself to eat these pears, has to jump on the other behemoth to eat it. Is yesh loyla niach peyreisa. Then the Baal HaPeyres has a right to keep his peyres there. This peyres, these peyres are not the mokeh hiluch harabim. The behemoth exerted itself in order to get to the peyres. That's called chotzerah. So the gather of kepetzes is not the way Rashi said the kepetzes is. Kevetzes is magdir, that this mocking is called chotzeranitzim. Not the street we say a blank statement, every street is shame is potter. Every Yeshus Aram shame is potter. No. Shame is potter only if the behemoth eats these peiris derech hiluchai without special exertion. That is the p'tur, davke, such a thing is the p'tur of shein b'rishus harab. In the longest is that the Baal HaPeyres has no right to put his peyres there. You can put it there, so it's on your own achayim. Avol heiche den yecholu lechol elo bekvitze, yesh lo rishus laniach peyroiso. That's called chotzara nizik. So the mele you have to pay nizik sholei by kepetz. Umikare kidaoma ilfe lemilse. When ilfe started, ilfe said upirish tam ledvorim. So ilfe said mishum nagabi chavate kechotzara nizik do. So the Gemara understood that the longest of Al Gabi Chavat is because Al Gabi Chavat is Chayvulik to Shus Bifnei Atzmai. Since the Peiris are not on the Karkois of the Rishus Rabbim, it's Al Gabi Chavat, so it's called Bia Bistayach. Bafilu Ochla Kidaka, Afilu, the behemoth behind it can eat it normally. Afal Pikein, your potter, because, and now, no, but Afilahu Kedake, so Ilfe says, Yechayim, because it's Chaylik Rishus Bibnayat. Vaho Boila Suye Rayit. So the Mama said, oh, I have a Rayit Ilfe. Because the Baraisa says that Hoysa Kuposoi Mufshelas Machaydom, you also Chayim, or Kochoch, because it's Chaylik Rishus Bibnayat. So the Gemara says, I got news for you. This lumbus that Ilfe had said that a behemoth is choylik reshus bifnei atzma is 100% wrong. Now, that would have said, Hoysa kuposa mevshelas, kede meforish rova, he the rabbi shaye. Rova gave us different guidelines. Bekai betzas. Rabbi said it's only chaylik reshus bifnei atzma if derech hiluchai he can't eat it without exertion. Then, if derech hiluchai can eat it without exertion, then it's called reshus harab. But if the behemoth has to be kaifetz in order to get to it, that's not called reshus harab. The kaifetz is ochanami ayri beraisa bekaifetz. And now the Gemara is saying, so Ilfe, you can't understand Ilfe the way you had understood him till now, that it's Chaylik Rishus B'Meyatzma. We see Rava did not want to say such a pshat. Rava held that 100% wrong. If Derech Hiluchai, the behemoth, will eat these pears, this is called Shein B'Rishus Harab. So now that we see that the way Rava explained the Barais of Oysa Kupos Mepshel Zlachoyro, Bekeifetzes, Davke Bekeifetzes, it's called chaser anizik. So we have to say that's pshat milfo also. Milfo dilfo bekefetzis. Vinyanachal emikri chaser anizik. Vahayno deka. Maishna holcha de ulchu. Kiven shaokla ki ulcha delcha lucha. Einlai rishus laniach peroys of shah. He doesn't have rishus to leave his penis of the name yulchu. So why he doesn't have rishus to leave his penis? So the bala penis should be put on. The bala the behemoth should be put on. Marove bekeifetzes. The kibin she'ein yecholim lechel al betpitze lav uchayu v'yeshloi rishus laniach sham peyosa. So this is a new mahalach in Gansan. From the Rosh, the Kaifetzes is Magdir. When is it called Achille Bershus Arabim? When is it called Achille Bechotz Aranis? Zach the Gemara Vaita. Boy, Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Zeire Kler da Shaila. Miss Galgo Maru. What is the din? The Baal will learn pshat in the Gemara, the way Rashi learns pshat. The behemoth rolled the peiros from one rishus to another rishus. Heichidov. Now what's the case? Kigoy. The kaima omer bershus hayochim. There was an omer of tua bershus hayochim. And the behemah was Bershus Harab. The behemah is walking in the Rishus Harab. And it sees this Omer of Tvue in the Rishus Hayochid. The behemah realized he can't get into the Rishus Hayochid. There's a Sabbat talk, but he can't get into the Rishus Hayochid. So we have to make sure that the Omer should get into the Rishus Harab. So that's exactly what the behemah did. The behemah standing in the Rishus Harab was Megalgal rolled the Tvue from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRab. The watchdog can remain in the Rishus HaYochid. Lemaise, I got the Omer of Tvue in the Rishus HaRab. Now the behemoth is eating the Tvue in the Rishus HaRab. Now let's just give a preview to understand a little what the Shailas will see later according to Rashi. The Shaila is that this Hezek came about with two parts. There was a Lekicha Sa'omer and there was a Achila Sa'omer. The Lekicha was from a Rishus HaYochid. The Achila was in a Rishus HaRab. It says, Ubiyer Bistei Acher. So what is the criteria? Is the criteria the Achila? Or is the criteria the Lekiche? Or maybe also later there's other criteria. About Kaponim, the Baal, let us understand the Shaila as follows. So the Behemah was standing in the Rishus HaRabim and was Megalgul the Omer from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim. So the Lekiche from Achotzer HaNizik, Achila Rishus HaRabim, you go bossa lekiche, you go bossa achim. That lechayra was the shayla according to Rashi. So let's see again the Gemara. Boy rabzeire misgalgu mal heichido. Kigayn de kaima omer bishus ayokli. Become misgalgu ba'osi and the behime is rolling it down from the rishus ayokli. Mishus ayokli lishus aram. Ma. Now let us see Rashi. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the second line, ke de kaima omer bershus hanis. U beheime bershus harabe. The beheime is bershus harabe. And this beheime had a problem, mikun tekatze bedavasa. How are we going to make a connection? The omer is there. I'm here. Now how do we get the omer here? U megalgele. So it started rolling the Omer, v'osi mirshus ayochid mirshus harab. My Basar Achila is Lina Nuptura. Do you look at the Mokim Achila? There's a took an exercise because of Obir Bistay Acha Voloida Shusara. The beer has to be the Chatzaranism. Achila's Bihot, this is not Chatzaranism, so it's Potter. Upture, I Basar the Shoklalay Oslina Bechayevis. Do you look at the Rishus that it took it from? It took it from as Dayacha. The Chayevis. Vuhu Adinami. So now Rashi says that the same halacha will be Ibehemo Rishus Hanizik Vomer Rishus Haram. The Gilgaltoi Mershus Harabim Mershus Hayochim. There'll be a cat. He bossed the Achilles Linen Chayevet. He bossed the Shokloile as Linen Ptur. Now, just to make things a little, to clarify a little, I'd like to say over what the base Lechem Yehuda wants to say Pshat and Rashi. With this, he wants to emphasize with Akashi. But let's just, before we get into Tasers, let us just see, we want to say as follows. That means, Aces, the terminology of the Shaila, you go Bosa, the Mokim Alakiche, you go Bosa, the Mokim Achim. So that is the Mechaira Abyssal Motne, the Paschas of Bir Bistayacha, Bir means eating, Bia Bistayachel, so what's the Shaila called Basa Milikich? So the Shaila is because you can't start in the middle of a story. That means the Bia came about through the Achira, through the Likiche. That means the Bahama standing in the Rishus Harav. So you say, well, when you get a lawyer for the Bahama, where did the Bahama eat the through in the Rishus Harav? Not Vistayach. But the district attorney says, listen here, this Achila started through a Lekiche. The Lekiche is the Ascholas Achila. Look, it didn't chew it yet, but don't start in the middle of a story. You're telling the judge, the Bahama ate the through in the Rishus Harav. The Behemah, the Achila started out the Yidei the Lekich from a Chotzer and Izik. It ended up in Rishus Harav. But this is the Haskholas Achila. That's how it ate it. That's how it was capable of eating it. So this should be considered Ubiya Bistayacha. It played on the Jude, Rishus Harav, but the Lekich from the Chotzer and Izik, that is the Haskholas Abiya. So my middle is Bia Bistayacha. So we have here a Shaila of Rabbi Meir. Toshma, the more want to be patient to Shaila. The Tony Rabbi Chiyah, Masri, it was an Antachas, that was like a sack. Miktosoi Bipnim, Umiktosoi Bechutz. Now this Masri was partially a chotzer and izik, partially b'rishus harav. And the behemah was standing on one side of this sack, and it was encouraging all the food that was tzairim there, and it was bringing all the contents of the food to where the behemah was standing. That's how the Gemara understood Pshat and this Paraisa. So again, Masui, there's a sack full of soil. Miktosei Bifnim, or Miktosei Bechutz. And the Behemah is bringing everything out to where it's dead. So the Paraisa says as follows, Ochlo Bifnim, you look where the Mokim Achille is. If it's eating it in the Chotzer HaNizik, Chayevet. Ochla bechutz pture. My love, Miss Galgul, Vosi. Some of that pshat in the Baraisa. that Ochla Bifnim, so how did he get the Sairim which were Bachutz? He wrote it down. And the Baraisa specifically says, you look at the Mokim Achila, you don't look where we got it from. You look at the Mokim Achila. Let us see Rashi before we go further. Masui, Kasal Kedaita, Ampachas Malaya Soil. This was a sack full of barley, Va'ochla Bifnim Chayev. Maila, Kigoin Sha'ochlosai Kuloi. It ate up the whole sack. The sack was taken care of completely. Va'ochi Koma. So what shot? How was this done? Ochlosai Bifnim. How did he eat up the whole sack if half of the contents are Bechutz? Ochlosai Bifnim. Kigoin Sha'gilgula Eskuloi Bifnim. It rolled it down. So Mamele, it rolled it down. Chayevet. Gil got that of the Bema was standing. Bifnim, so got everything into the Chatzranim. Gil galte luchot ptunet. Alme bosar achila zlinye. You look where the mokim achila is. Machnish kan lomdes, kan treylech, kiches, ascholom. Be it the Braise says, Klo, you look where the mokim achila was. I don't have to delve how it came about to come here. Look at the Mokim Achila. Right? So we have an open Araya to Rav Zeira Shaila. So the Gemara says, Loi. Let's go back to the Gemara. No. You're learning wrong pshat in the Baraisa. Eima ochlo al ma shebifnim chayevet al ma shebechutz ptura. You learn bifnim means ma shebifnim or ma shebechutz. So let's see what Rashi says. Eima ochla al masha bechutz ptura. Al masha hoya munach betchila bechutz. Doesn't matter. We're not talking about where the behemoth is standing. We're speaking about where the tvua was before it entered into the behemoth's mouth. The behemoth standing bifnim, whatever was bifnim, so memele. So it's chay al masha bechutz is potter because you go baser the lekicha. Even though it's eating bifnim, you go baser lekicha. Pum vekel. You go baser the lekicha. Amunach yeah. So al masha imunach mitchila bechutz pture. That was originally bechutz yepotter because you look with the makom lekicha. Lekicha was mi bachutz lebifnim. Balamunach betchila bifnim chayevis. The boss of the shokle leis linen. And he bifnim, but he bachutz. It doesn't matter where the behem is standing. You have to look where it took it from. So memele. So you answered it the way you said, pshat, och lebifnim, I look at the mokim achila. And he said, no, could be bifnim means mashe bifnim. I look Mokim Lekiche. Whatever was Bifnim, it doesn't matter where the Bein ate it, Yechayim, that was Bechutz, Yepotem. Iboy Yisayim. So we can't prove anything from this Baraisa, because this Baraisa is very unclear. We don't know how to really translate the Baraisa. Bifnim could have two translations. Hila was bifnim, Asha bifnim. Iboy Yisayim, I'll tell you, perhaps this Baraisa is speaking about Kor, another case. Ki koma rabchiye bepsile da aspasta. These are speaking about long stalks of aspasta. Aspasta, I think this is... Iboy Yisayim, ki koma rabchiye, this Baraisa is speaking about bepsile da aspasta. Aspaste is the tvue when it starts growing, so it seems there are long stalks, it is not yet used for human consumption. It is cut in these long stalks and given to behemoths. It's a machal behemoth. So we are speaking about that there are long, in this masui, there's long strokes. So what's the maila of long strokes? So the Ma wants to say, long strokes is a different guideline by long strokes. So that's a viboy you say. La'olam tidiktoni. We are speaking about the way the first way. Achlosai bepnim chayeves al kula. You look where the makim achila was. Achila wasn't the chotzer anizik. You chayev on everything. Al kula. Achlosai bechutz ptul al kula. The light if shape, but you can't be patient. I think the Gilgal Atmel say it would be better. But you can't be patient anything. The Chi Omar Rabchiye, Rabchiye said, Bepsile da Aspasta. We're not talking about Gilgal. Masui shall shachas sha'alov aruchim. We have long leaves. The given, the high ratio, now this is one long entity of shachas. That means wherever the behima is standing, and you pull on the aspaste, so automatically the other end comes along with it. So, the kiman da'ireisha ki gorele ozal idach pasrei keman de monach kulei b'chad duchto domi. But that means this is different than the shayla of Rabbi Zeir. Rabbi Zeir had a shayla. When you had an omer in a Rishus HaYochid and the behemah standing in the Rishus HaRabim was megalgalit into the Rishus HaRabim. So there, there's a lekiche from a Rishus HaYochid, and achila in a Rishus HaRabim, we have a long Rishus HaYochid. But what's a lekiche, what's a achila, fine. Over here, there was no lekiche from the Rishus HaYochid. Let's say the name is standing in the Rishus HaRabim. And there's two Roshim. So now, when the behemoth will start eating the Rishus HaRabim, so we'll eat up the whole. When you pull the end that's into the Rishus HaRabim, everything comes along. Eventually, I'll be eating the whole aspaste. Here, it's not considered, I took from the Rishus HaYochid. I took from the Rishus HaRabim. The aspaste is in the Rishus HaRabim. I'm eating the aspaste in the Rishus HaRabim. The lekich is also Rishus HaRabim. By taking the aspaste in the Rishus HaRabim, Shlep Chachmit, the whole aspat, it's one piece. But this is called alekich in Rishus HaRabim also. If I did a pu'ule, you have different entities, and I was megalgal, the sa'irim, which one Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, that's called, it was alekich from the Rishus HaRabim. Here, I never went into the Rishus HaYochid. I'm staying in the Rishus HaRabim and munching on the aspaste and pashteitzach. It's one big piece. So when you munch here, the whole thing gets eaten up. But al kaponim, here everything was b'mokei ma'achila. The achila, the lekicha. So here there's no shayla. Let's say Rashi. The chiyama avchi bepsil das past masi shol shachar shalom baruch b'roi shechad b'fnim b'roi shechad b'fnim the kivin the high reisha each side ki gorilei also leave the masa when you start pulling one side the other comes along kiman the monach kulei b'chaduch b'domis it's like everything is over there. I have to make a lekicha. At the end, we're making a lekicha. So the lekicha was b'shus ram. So everything was b'shus ram. Hilka haslin and bossa behema. She look where the behema made the lekicha. Kika mi boy like it said it. We talk about barley. The kulei garen koi b'fni koi b'chutz. You hear that there was the whole garen was in a different b'shus. The chiyoch lahai may also lahai basay. When I'm eating the chelik and the rishus harabim, This doesn't come along with it. You have to, it wasn't on a slant, it was straight. So that you have to do a besondere perule to schlep it in. So this is a new pula, this is a lakita. The kula guy coming with your lai lawyers a lai bas, right? Loi mikalgula, you have to pull it. So there's a new lakita. Psila al shem, the other who call you like psila. Zog toisvis. Mizgalgul mahu. Perish akotaris. The misakalai is misupik ibosal achilas line. Ibosal lekiche. The mother's a shayla. Beautiful. Vikosha. Toisvis, I have an offenige mother by her. An offenige mother. The lekamon gabi kelev. The Gemara says a whole scenario, what one dog can do. About Kaponim, let's just say, a chelik of what this dog did. This dog went into, let's say, Reuven possesses a chotzer. Reuven possesses a field. Let's not talk about the gachelas, which the Mishnah is speaking about. So let's talk about the charore. There was a charore, there was a kichel that was in Reuven's chotzer. The dog comes into Reuven's chotzer, takes the charore, but he's not going to eat in Reuven's chotzer. He goes on a journey, and the Hashgoche Protis, he finds himself in Reuven's field. Reuven's field. He ate it in Reuven's field. It's chayiv nezek shalom, the Gemara says. But what will it be if he took it out of Reuven's chutz and ate it in Shimon's field? That's not beer b'steyacha. B'steyacha means it has to be eaten in the reshus of the nizek. Reuven's chalor and Shimon's field are not b'steyacha. It's potter. So we have a Gemara, but let's again chaza ein the Gemara. We had a keller who took a charore from a chotzer of Reuven. The Gemara says, if it ate it in the field of Reuven, it's chayiv. If he ate it in the field of Shimon, he's potter. Enough in the Gemara, right? So now, according to Rashi, we have a shayla, robosan lekiche, basar achile. The whole shayla, according to Rashi, if it ain't in Rishus Arabim, but since the lekicha was b'chotzer HaNizik, yechai. In fact, the Chteisus is enough in the Gemara Baita that says not like that. If the keller took the charore from the field of from the chotzer of Reuven and ate in the field of Shimon, your potter says, you don't go b'chotzer lekicha. Finish. Now let's see Chteisus Kashi. Because the lekama gabi kelim shenot acharore, v'holach legodish pshita long, the Gemara is posh like this, they're not batting an eyelash. The ochli begodish talma the potter. The Gemara says you're potter. So, here up there is a shayla, and it's a boy the leipshita, the Gemara didn't say, well, a shayla, what, to be poishit, we can't be poishit. So here it's a shayla, and two blot later, the Gemara says, for the poishit, that you're, if it ate it in Shimon's field, you're potter. That's Taisvus Kasha and Rashi. So we had mentioned before the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he says, it could be the Shita says this status, he says, that wasn't the Shaila of the Gemara, I'm sorry. The Shaila of the Gemara was not here. Bia means eating. Bia b'steyach. The whole Shaila of the Gemara was that the Behemoth was standing in the Rishus HaRab. So in order for the behemoth to be able to eat it, then he had to take it from the Rishus HaYom. So we say the Hascholas Achille started from the Rishus HaYom. I mean, there's a problem. The behemoth is like, well, I want to eat here, how do I get it? So I have to take it from the Rishus HaYom. So we say the Bio, the Achille, started from the Rishus HaYom. Good, they didn't start chewing yet. His mouth is watery, maybe, but on Kaponim, the Ascholas Achille starts with the Lekiche. And the Lekiche was, so that's sufficient. The Ascholas Achille is sufficient. Here you have a very interesting kelev. A kelev goes into Reuven's chotzer, picked up a chalochet. Then it goes for a journey, looking for a place where to eat it quietly without any other dogs barking at it. It's walking along, and then after a 20-minute journey, it finds Shimon's field, it eats it on Shimon's field. So the mother says, your potter. Oh, but he took it from Reuven's chotzer. What does Reuven's chotzer have a shaykhus with the achila? The Rashi never held that the lekicha is called a beer. That's poshut, you need a beer b'steyacha. No, if the beer came about through the lekicha b'steyacha, that's also called a beer b'steyacha. If I needed this lekicha to enable me to eat it, that's called a beer b'steyacha. But if there's no connection whatsoever between the lekicha and the achila, so vashteitzich, you go bustle the achila. That's what the Beis Lechem Yudah wants to have for Rashi. So mamela, this kasha would not be shem. This is kasha number one. Va'oid kasha number two. The loshin misgalgal loimash v'ochim. Oh, this is a lingda kasha. Misgalgal is a loshin is spoiled. Misgalgal means the thing was rolling. L'chayre, we're speaking about migalgal, gilgalay. The behemoth rolled it. Don't talk about the chayfetz we're talking about the pula of the behemoth. The behemoth was migalgal, the omer. So misgalgal is not property. That's a kasha. V'nirelari. So therefore, the Ri does not like Rashi's job finished. All new sugi. But I'm going to care. Shaila. V'nira l'ri. Kigoyim dekaimi peiris v'shus ha-mizik. I'm going to be kizar. Now, Taisari is speaking about things are on a slant. On a, Taisari is a whole new story. Now, it's a whole new Shaila, nothing like Rashi said. Then the kaimi peiris peshus hamizik. V'kom mizgalgali v'osi l'rshus haram. There's a behemoth standing in l'rshus hamizik. And he sees peiris rolling down. And in 2 minutes, it's going to go down to the l'rshus haram. And the behemoth standing there in the chotzer hamizik. He says, it's a shot, it passes right in front of me. It's rolling in it. Right in front of me. It's going to go to the Shus Haram. I should go to the Shus Haram and feed it. So Mamela, so, Mizgalgli Vossi the Shus Haram. The La Shebehame Ma'ak Vosson Bepio, Va'ochlosan Shom. If the Bain would not have eaten it over here. So it ended up in the Shus Haram. The Bema would have ended up in the Shus Haram. Is this considered like it's Munach B'Shus Haram? A very interesting shaila, which the Nachlas David doesn't understand at all. But let's just al kaponim try to understand what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is saying as follows: you have a behemah standing of machatzar amizik. There's peiris rolling down. In 2 minutes, it's going to be in the Rishus Haram. The behemah ate it before it fell into the Rishus Haram. And there's a shaila, do I consider since it's going out of the Rishus Haram, I wouldn't have done anything, it's going to go into the Rishus Haram. So the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz says one word, perhaps, which is a little easier to understand. So we consider ki'ilu the behemah took it from the Rishus Haram. That means, since without the Behemoth Pu'ula, would have ended up in the Rishus HaRab. So we consider Kilo the Behemoth took it from the Rishus HaRab. And the Halacha is, you need the Lekiche and the Achila B'chotar Avodah. So that is the Shail of the Gemara. That means when the Taisa Ben Aperes would seem as follows. The Achila was Zichah B'chotar Avodah. That's not what I'm talking about. Maybe standing there B'chotar Avodah and eating it up, and that's pushing. But there's a Svara to say that since it was Oymet, Lulei, Maisa HaBehemet, it would have gone into the Rishus HaRab. So it's Ke'ilo the Behemet took it from the Rishus HaRab. And Emela Yapata. Emela Yapata, because that's considered a Lekiche, that means without my Lekiche would have been in the Rishus HaRab. So it's Ke'ilo I took it from the Rishus HaRab. That's the shayla. Or maybe not. That's very understated. Without, so Kilo, I took it from Rishus HaRab. The Kamaboy la'ich shivi kimonochim b'Rishus HaRab. Hey, la. V'koma toshma. So mamela, that's the shayla. V'koma toshma. Masoi miktsosoi bifnim. Mekzosai bechutz, maila b'mizgalgalim. Duche de milse kachi b'mekzosai b'vnim u'mekzosai b'bachutz. Normally, stomach, they're not the same level, which is ayoch, which is aram, but the stomach is speaking about that it is on a, it is on a slant, and it's rolling down. Uktami, ochlo bifnim chayekes. Ochlo bifnim chayekes. So that's the story. The story is speaking about the behemoth is the chotzer hamizik, and it's rolling down into the rishus, and it's galgul into the rishus haram. Ochlo bifnim chayekes, afa pisha seifel is galgul tachutz. Him laisha ochlo so. Fine. So that's a chiddush. That's a meiridike chiddush. They told us a chiddush al kaponim. Okay, that's it. That means that, that we should consider, since it's oimed to go out of the rishus hayochid, it's considered kilo. I took it from where? I mean, without the behemah, it would have been out in the rishus harab. So it's considered kilo. I took it from the rishus harab. That's the ochlus of it. Nim. Is Yechai. Fine? That's, so you see, claw, you don't say this law. Fine. That's a revision. It's considered, no, I took it from Rishus HaYoch. Fine. It's the small of Pshute. I don't say such a deep alumnus. I took it from Rishus HaYoch. Fine. Okay. Now it says, Ochlosa Bachutz. Ochlosa Bachutz. Ochlo b'chutz p'tulo. Ochlo b'chutz p'tulo. We have the same scenario. It's running, it's rolling down. The behemoth is standing in the rishus harab. It's rolling down into the rishus harab. The behemoth ate in the rishus harab. P'tulo. Moiridi. No, what, that poshet. It's ochlo b'chutz. It's poshut. The Peiris came to the Rishus HaRab. The Behemah ate in the Rishus HaRab. In your potter, shkayah. So Peiris has got a little stock. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Peiris is in Hanami. It's a kind of chiddush. He said, "Ochel sebefneh," which is yashdikol chiddush. That you don't say it's keilu the mazalakich and mibakud. So we say, oh, lo, bachut, yapata, that's like a portion. Oh, me, chet, av, we should say, who's galga bachut. Im lo, isha, ochlus, im bo, ochlo, bachut, yeh, im lo, isha, ochlus. Bo, ochlo, bachut, ptu, retona, gav, reish, et im lo, the pshite. Fine. So, me, So that will have to be patient to show you, you don't say this one. Ema, so the Gemara says, no. Al mashep is nim kaya. Al perish, al mashe roi li is bifnin shein soifel galgo b'chutz chayem. Al mashe bifnin means something that would never roll down. Then you're chayem. But if it would roll down, so it's considered you took it from the Rosh Hashanah. So then it's all right. The boy is aima. The boy is aima. The psile da asparte. Sha'olo aluchim. Sha'olo aluchim. Vesal gedal, sal kedait of nasal bosa loib olo, shebefnim oib machutz. Now the Gemara said that this Baraisa isn't speaking about this Galgo. It's speaking about another case in Gansu. A different Lomdus, but also a Lomdus of Chiddush. We have Aspaste, which is a long entity, and Loiv is Bifnim, and Amiyat is Bachutz. And I, the Baimba, let's say, Ochla Bachutz Ptu. So we say, the chelita was b'chutz, not the chelita was b'chutz, keira b'chutz. So you potter. Big deal. So it's a you potter. Akul b'chutz you potter. No. Then you melt the chelish. I would think that you have here, loiv is b'chutz. So there's a longness of shatine miyute b'saruba. If loiv is b'chutz, it's considered like the whole thing is b'chutz. Longness. The whole thing is bifnim, and I took it. It's as long as the whole thing is bifnim. So I took it, mi bifnim. I took it from bifnim. So that wouldn't be, well, let's say the other way around. If the roiv is bachutz, that doesn't, he only have a lekiche, mi bifnim. But the other way, if the nezah was a roiv, Allah should bifnim my bachutz. That means, if let's say roiv of the Allah, Roiv of the Allah was b'chutz, and the meat was b'fnim. So I have a havamina, ki'ilu, I took from the chutz, because you say, shadinin, miyutai bosa rubai, so I consider that the chelik that the bay made was b'chutz, al shadina. So the man, al kapana, there was a lekichemi b'chutz, she should be potter, kemash malon, Lomdus, ain't Lomdus to hear, you look. The Lekich also, I don't say Lomdus, period. I say the Chaylik that was Bethnim is Bethnim. This Chaylik the Baymaik, it was the Lekich of Bethnim and Achila Bethnim. The Ozlobat Mi Bethnim is higher than